And so, in this sacred now moment, I invite you to relax, become comfortable in your seat, just let it support you. Take a slow, easy breath in, hold it for a few seconds, and then just gently release. Just let go. Allow tension any place in your body to dissolve as you continue breathing in, breathing out, every breath taking you deeper into that inner sanctuary of your own soul, the only place that spiritual growth really takes place. And so I invite you in this consciousness to open your mind and heart to the realization that God is a love that has no end and a power that knows no bounds. There is nothing you could ever do or leave undone that can keep God from loving you unconditionally. When you remember that this loving presence not only surrounds you and enfolds you, but lives in you and as you, you let go of worry, fear, stress, and any judgments you have about yourself or others. Self-doubt, feelings that you are not enough, disappear into the nothingness which they really are, as you feel the power of the divine leading you every single moment, every single breath to your ever unfolding good. So in this now moment, mind and heart open to divine inspiration, know that whenever any challenges of life threaten to overwhelm you, you have a wider, truer perspective. You are stronger than your fears. You are more than enough. You choose to see life's dramas from the divine perspective as you easily and joyfully make creative choices that transform every challenge into an expression of the kingdom. So today, right here, right now, set the intention to resist not the appearance of anything less than good. You know and affirm that God, divine mind, all that is the only power present in every challenge. You surrender to that power, allowing it to dissolve resistance, anger, and angst. You say yes to the love of God and to your own divine nature. And in this now moment, you resolve to see yourself and all others from the perspective of Godness. In every earthly challenge and conflict, you respond as the love you are. If you have spent energy hating or holding resentment for yourself, for any other person, group of people, or situation, in full awareness of divine agape love, bring that person or situation into your heart space now. Breathing in and breathing out, imagine that you are breathing from your heart space, from your Christ center. Breathe into the love, the peace, the perfect harmony of your divine essence. If you feel pain, let it be for a moment. Then gently feel the pain dissolve, the resentment fade as you turn the other cheek, allowing the perfect love you are to dissolve the discord and claim the love. I invite you to do this for a few moments in the silence. And now, as we come together as a greater church community, We support one another to boldly step forward into that field of divine, infinite good. We set the intention to act with love, strength, and compassion to bless all of our loved ones and all of humankind. And I'd like to end today's prayer and meditation with a prayer of peace by Rabbi Harold Kushner. It reads, "Let the rain come and wash away the ancient grudges, the bitter hatreds held and nurtured over generations. Let the rain wash away the memory of the hurt, the neglect. Then let the sun come out and let the sky fill with rainbows. Let the warmth of the sun heal us wherever we are broken. Let it burn away the fog so that we can see each other clearly, so that we can see beyond labels, beyond accents, gender, or skin color. Let the warmth and brightness of the sun melt our selfishness so that we can share the joys and feel the sorrows of our neighbors. And let the light of the sun be so strong that we will see all people as our neighbors. Let the earth, nourished by rain, bring forth flowers to surround us with beauty, and let the mountains teach our hearts to reach toward heaven. Amen." And now we will end our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.